Okay, today, Ben Shem, we're continuing in the first parak of Masechet Tmura. We're up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Ein memir mevarim be'ubarim. You're not allowed to make a tmura, or it doesn't work to make a tmura by substituting the evarim of a chulin animal for ubarim for a fetus of a kodesh animal. V'lo ubarim be'evarim, nor vice versa. V'lo evarim be'ubarim b'shlemim, nor can you substitute fetuses and limbs for a regular carbon. V'lo shlemim behen, nor regular carbonos for limbs and fetuses. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mimirin evarin bishlamim, that you can make tmura by taking limbs of a chulin animal and extending the kedusha of a regular carbon onto limbs of a chulin animal, velo shlemim beevarin, just not in the reverse direction. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, v'alabu muktashin, you know, the halacha is when it comes to carbonos, ha'omer ragla shalzo ola, if you say that the leg of this animal should be an ola, kula ola, the entire animal becomes an ola. And therefore it makes sense that if you say the leg of this animal should have the kedusha of the original carbon, so the whole animal becomes kadosh, meaning why should it be any different? Moving on to Mishnah Dalid. Eina meduma medameha el fi cheshbon. Meduma, which is a combination of truma and chulin, it only makes the mixture meduma based on the percentage of truma that's in there. So if you have a combination of truma and chulin that falls into more chulin, so we try to cheshbon out how much, what's the ratio of chulin to truma. You don't need the second taroves to have enough to be mevatel the entire first taroves, just the amount of truma that was in the first taroves. Eina mechumetz mechametz el fi cheshbon. If you have dough that was mechumetz, that had become chametz, meaning it had risen through using a starter, which makes it meduma because the starter was truma. It doesn't cause the chulin dough that it falls into to be considered chametz with truma, except for the amount of truma that was in the meduma dough that fell in the first place. So if the original meduma dough only had a little bit of truma, it was really the majority chulin, then the amount of meduma dough that fell into chulin dough has only that tiny amount of truma. So if you're trying to figure out whether this now larger chulin dough is usser, you have to figure out the percentage of truma based on its real percentage, based on its original real percentage. So you have to look at whether it would have been enough to cause the dough to rise. That tiny amount would have been enough to cause this larger dough to rise. If you have mayim shuvim, which passels the mikveh, it also is only based on the cheshbon. So if the mikveh had the majority of the mem sa'ah that it needed, so the mayim shuvim that comes in afterwards can finish up the 40 sa'ah that you need for the mikveh. But if it had only 20 sa'ah of regular rainwater, then the mayim shuvim that comes in is going to be passel, is going to passel the entire mikveh. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, we had said that you can't effectuate tamura on evarim or ubarim in either direction, but Rabbi Yossi says you can make evarim tamura for a full, a regular, complete animal. And his logic is that you could be makdish an evar. When you're makdish an evar of an animal, the whole animal becomes kadosh, so too when you make a tamura on an aver of an animal, the whole thing should become tamura. And then Mishnah Dalet, we said that whenever it comes to a double mixture, that something, a little chuma gets mixed in with something, and then that mixture gets mixed in with more chulin, you always go with the original percentage of the original amount of the chuma when you're figuring out the percentages. You don't have to view the original tarovis as if it's entirely truma. So that's true by meduma, it's true by truma yeast that's going to cause the dough to rise, and it's true of mayim she'uvin that's going to pass the mikveh. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey.